Greetings there, Tiger sports fans, and welcome to this week's rendition of the Tiger Weekly Podcast. I'm Trevor Grady, here with the women's Wittenberg basketball coach, Coach Sarah Jurowitz.
Hi, Trevor.
All right, so Coach, your team over winter break accomplished what no Wittenberg women's basketball team has done since 2004. What was the feeling of the team after winning the Charles Zimmerman Memorial Classic?
It was really very exciting to be around the team, you know, right after the holidays, and really to be 3-1 after the break has been really exciting for the team overall, Trevor. But you're right. I mean, the fact that the team hasn't done this since 2004, and of course this group of seniors, them having not done this since they've been here as a Wittenberg Tiger basketball member, that was one of their goals on the onset of the season. So to be able to pull together two really great games against two teams that were really very different stylistically gave the team lots of confidence, I think, not only in one another, but just maybe in individual abilities and the way that the team was able to come together through some of the weird injuries we've had, but also during that two-day stretch. The team really got a lot of momentum from it, and I think overall it was a great morale booster and confidence booster for the group.
So, Coach, you have had a fair amount of freshman talent on the floor so far this year, and even two starters on the Wittenberg top five so far. What can you say about the future play of Amber Lara and Henry Small?
Well, Trevor, yeah, our freshman class is talented. I mean, even the ones that aren't playing a lot right now or the ones that maybe aren't starting or seeing significant time, it's a talented group, and they complement each other really well. They keep each other competitive in practice. And so for what I see, you know, all things being idealistic for the future for them, it's going to be a really great group we can continue to build our winning tradition around and hopefully take that next step to be even more competitive and continuing back in our old ways of being, you know, near the top one or two in our conference. But, yeah, it's exciting to watch Amber Lara, Henry Small, Caitlin Harlemos, and the things that they're doing on the perimeter for us. You know, they have very good ball handling skills. Overall, they have a really great basketball IQ, so they just make good decisions. They see the floor well, and they make adjustments quickly. They're coachable, and they can make the adjustments that we're asking them to make. And they don't really get very frazzled. And so even under high-pressure situations within games, they've really handled themselves. Their composure has been really impressive for first-year players. So, you know, as they get stronger and as they get more adjusted to the common opponents that we see and the level of play day in and day out at this level, they're going to get, I think, just that much stronger, and I think it's really exciting to think about that prospect.
So now on the other end of the scale, you seem to have a solid core of seniors on the team in mm-hmm. Lauren Castle, Lindley Bell, Sarah Watson, and Lindsay Clark. What kind of leadership role do they play on this really kind of a younger roster?
Yeah, the leadership of the seniors has been really great, and it's been a really fun group to watch lead, because if I look at that group of four seniors, Trevor, all four of them have had kind of their own different path to their senior year. You know, some of them, like a Sarah Watson, has been playing varsity all 4 years here. She was a, you know, first sub off the bench in her position as a freshman and then became a starter her sophomore year and has been a starter ever since, and has, you know, shows that composure as a veteran player and a player that has played in a lot of different situations and game situations. And she's a great communicator and a good verbal leader. But then aside from her, you know, looking at the different path that the other three have taken, it's all been in their own way, in their own time. But all of them are playing their best basketball here as seniors, which is really exciting to see. Of course, you know, Lauren Castle, having gone out with a season-ending injury and obviously career-ending injury the first game of the season, has been really sad and unfortunate, and it's something that so many of us, you know, sort of ache for her with that. But she is such a great leader that even though she can't be on the court with us, so many of her teammates, especially the younger ones, you know, really follow sort of her role that she, the model that she set for how hard she worked on the court when she was healthy, but also how hard she's working through her rehab. She's just a monster on the sideline, you know, and I think the team really is inspired by, even though she can't play, she is still there every day doing the rehab she needs to get herself back healthy just for life. And I think that's been continually been inspiring for the players. And they really, they respect her insight you know, as a senior leader, because she's, again, she's been through so much as a player on the floor. And then, you know, Lindsay Clark and Lindley Bell both were very much role players in their earlier days as Tiger players, but now both of them have matured into roles that are very vital to our success. Lindley much more as a bench player coming off the bench and giving us a spark, particularly on the defensive end of the floor, and her work ethic. And then her communication skills are very strong also. And then, of course, Lindsay Clark as a starter and just a consistent, steady performer, giving us statistics in every category possible and just really being a really overall great sort of presence on the court for us.
So you've touched upon this a couple times already. Your team seems to be plagued with injuries since day one. And that yeah. could just be the wear and tear of a normal basketball season, but it really just seems like it's been very concentrated in this season.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say that your team's responded to this?
It's one of the things that you can't control in our sport. And, you know, we've actually been so healthy, honestly. My first year here, we had a lot of injuries. And we made some adjustments to our off-season training and our preventative training programming. And it really helped our team a lot. I mean, from that first year until this year, we really only had maybe one or two major injuries and had been really quite healthy. And so it's unfortunate that it's like when it rains, it pours. And we've had to have such an immense amount of major injuries this year that we've had to deal with and sort of adjust to. But I have to say that's one of the things I've been really impressed with this team, particularly because we've had to rely on younger players. And not even just young players like age-wise, but players that hadn't had a lot of varsity experience prior to this year in our junior and sophomore class. And the way that they have risen to the challenge of having to perform in the absence of some of those veteran players or those more skilled and talented players has been really impressive. And that's something that I've enjoyed about this team is that kind of grittiness that they've shown through all this. And so, you know, it's one of those things we've learned through this season is that you can only control what you can control. You can't really control when a player or teammate gets an injury. All you can do is control how you respond coming out of those different injuries. And I think the response has been really impressive so far this season.
So the Tigers seem to be having some serious success as of late. You mentioned earlier 3-1 since mm-hmm. the break after a tough loss at Allegheny. Really could have gone either way.
Yeah.
So what are the essential keys that your team needs to focus on as they head into the bulk of the NCAC season?
Well, I think, Trevor, one of the things that when I look at the times when we've been really successful, our defense has been really solid. And so we need to continue every night come out and play good, solid, smart defense, execute our defensive plan every night and make appropriate adjustments within the game, any game's current. But I think the other part of it is we need to continue to have a variety of players contributing on the court for us. Because that has been something that has led to our success so far is that we're not relying on one or two even offensive options. We have a lot of different players giving us a lot of different things at different times. And so as long as we can continue to be versatile on the offensive end of the floor and we can continue to clamp down on the defensive end of the floor and create problems for their teams, I really see our success continuing to develop through the bulk of the conference schedule that remains.
All right, so to wrap things up here, Coach, just have a bit of a more personal question.
Sure.
This past summer, you volunteered to go on Dr. Rosenberg's Lesotho Field Study. So tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, if I could do it in a soundbite, I wish I could, but it's something that's so much larger than just a single easy statement, and I know, Trevor, you know, because you experienced it also. But I was fortunate, yes, I was very fortunate to go and even more fortunate that it was my second time to go to Lesotho. So as a return visitor on the trip, it was really something special to see the development of the projects we had done the time previous and to see some of those kids, again, that we had spent time with the previous time there. There's just something that's difficult to describe in what you experience and what I observed being there with college-age students because, obviously, the impact on my personal life is significant, and I can sense the way that I have changed and shifted how I view the world and just handle and deal with people, especially interpersonally. But to get an opportunity to watch and see 18 to 19, 20-year-olds develop the ability to have compassion is something that's just, I mean, it's irreplaceable, the ability to be able to see that happen and literally watch that grow amongst this sort of young adult age, college-age student. And that's what that, for me, more than anything else, I feel like that's what that trip's valuable I guess if he had to give it some kind of value level, that's the value level that's completely irreplaceable by any kind of other experience that they can have when they're in college. And of course, just that global awareness of things that are going on beyond your own backyard, but to recognize that we have seen those things in other cultures and to recognize that they happen there, they could probably be happening in our own culture. So it is something that I value. It's something that I carry so close to my heart, and I try to help make people aware of that trip as much as possible and try to encourage people to take action to try to do those types of trips when they have the opportunity, or just live a life that helps people that are in need, particularly young children and vulnerable, you know, children and young adults, because they're the people that need our resources as much as we can provide. So it is something that I think is just one of the benchmarks of Wittenberg, not only just that trip specifically, but the service base of that trip and that sort of foundation of what that trip is about. That's one of the things I love about Wittenberg, is the service base or the service mindedness of our university. So it's exciting. It was really fun for me to be there with our player Sarah Watson this year, and then 2 years ago with Lindley Bell. So it was really special for me to experience that with our own players. And I know it's certainly something that other players in our program are really looking forward to maybe hopefully doing themselves one day.
All right, Coach Jay, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Trevor.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you for the first podcast of 2012.
I'm looking forward to some more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And tune in next week, Tiger fans, as we talk to Clayton Black, a senior on the men's basketball team. This is Trevor Grandy for Wittenberg Tiger Sports Network. Thank you very much for listening.